As a survivor of gender-based violence, whereby I got married, I had a teenage pregnancy, and after 15 years of being in a bad marriage, I finally managed to leave the marriage. Through the help of my father, I was able to leave and start over. I left with my two children, a boy and a girl, and I was able to rebuild my life. To give survivors voice and agency, to be able for them to leave bad marriages. I was able to now, myself and my co-founder, Stella Kachina, we were able to come together, open safe houses where there were not safe houses for women in Kenya. In fact, we are still struggling to get the government to recognize what a safe house is or a shelter for women. It is still not recognized in this country. As a matter of fact, I have been arrested, you know, having a shelter that is a safe haven for women and their children.
If we look at the latest news regarding gender-based violence in Kenya, about 60 women have been killed since the beginning of the year, yes, according to the government. Why are these attacks surging? And what, if any, is the government doing to end the abuse and even helping your organization?
First and foremost, let me say this. The government has not said anything. It is us who are trying to push the government to enact and to pass laws around femicide. Unfortunately, right now, we are looking at an environment that is full of toxic masculinity. And as usual, women are the ones who get the brunt of the violence that we suffer. Also, femicide is coming through. It's the culmination, it's a manifestation of unchecked gender-based violence that has been ongoing and nothing has been done to prevent it for several years. And so as such, people have seen that the judicial resolve is very slow. The system is very sluggish. And as such, people do not believe that the system works in things like gender-based violence. So apathy, you know, all these things that are giving an enabling environment where women can be killed. And then there is a lot of victim blaming and justification as to why they're happening.
Njeri, your message to the victims and survivors of gender-based violence.
For me, what I will tell survivors of gender-based violence today is that there is help. You do not have to suffer in silence, and you do not have to suffer alone. Right now, there are methods in which in Kenya you are able to seek for help and actually get it. So we are here to tell any survivor who's hearing this that there is help out there. Look for us. Usikimia on all our social media.
And lastly, Njeri, talk to us about what your organization is doing, you know, in dealing with femicide, like providing medical evaluation and treatment emergency, contraceptives, trauma, counseling. Talk to us a little about what you're doing.
If you're looking for help, if you have been raped, if you have gone through an intimate partner violence, we're able to connect you to the police so that your case is able to be recorded and you can start the journey towards justice. But more than that, we help with medical intervention. We also have an in-house psychologist. You are able to equip yourself with the necessary skills that are needed for psychological care. We are also able to give you protection in terms of giving you a safe space to stay as you make the arrangements within how you're going to now get back to society. So we're able to give you accommodation, clothing, and a place to stay for a limited period of time, of course, and limited spaces also are available.
You just mentioned mm-hmm. that the government is not helping. Where are you getting the funding to do all this?
Our funding comes from a lot of Kenyan well-wishers themselves, the Kenyan public, through our platform for raising funds. In Kenya, it's called Mchanga. So we're able to get funds from there. Other than that, we do not get any funding from the government. We are also funded by two independent philanthropists.